peace and light, everyone. Welcome to our first episode of the season, the Black Girl Essentials Podcast. I am your wonderful host, Marquita, and welcome. Welcome to everyone. Welcome to the new listeners, the new followers. Hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone that has been rocking with us from the beginning. Welcome back. I know it's been a while. It's definitely been a while since I have been on the podcast. The last episode I did was back in December of last year. I did an episode when I was in Africa, and that was the last time. That was the last time that I was actually on here to share an experience with you all. And I'm going to talk about that experience in another podcast, but that's just to give you an idea of how long it has been since I have jumped on here to connect with y'all, to say, hey, I miss y'all. So I'm definitely happy and excited to be back in the land of podcasting, because there's so much that has been happening. So much has been going on, so much growth, so much healing has been taking place. And I definitely want to jump on here and share it with you all. So welcome to the podcast. Welcome to YouTube. This is something very different for us this season. We are stepping it up a notch, and we are taking our talents to YouTube. So for those of you that are tuning in for the first time on YouTube, like I said before, welcome. This is definitely new. We are learning and growing as we are developing this thing, but I'm definitely happy to be back on here talking to you all, to be back on air. I missed it so, so much. I definitely missed it. But we're going to jump into today's episode because, like I stated, there is so much that I want to share with you all. And I really want to touch on what's been happening. A lot has been happening. And because there were so many things that I wanted to talk about, I really had to narrow it down so it didn't take up a lot of space. So I was listening to this song by Chandler Joy. Now, I hope that I am pronouncing her name correctly. I just discovered this artist. I was listening to SoundCloud and her song came on. I was like, oh, this is dope. And the song that she made was called These Are the Days, which is the name of the day's podcast. These Are the Days. And I was listening to her song. And one of the lyrics that she said, she was talking about fear. And she said, the time of fear is over. It's up to us to spread the word. And when I heard that, a light bulb went off and it resonated, followed by the rest of the lyrics. But that specific line really stood out to me because of everything that I had gone through, everything that I was learning and healing from. That really summed up how I was feeling. And when she was talking about fear, she was talking about stepping into our greatness, pretty much. And that's what I took from the song. Just not allowing fear to stop us from moving forward, not allowing fear to stop us from being who we are designed to be, our purpose, not letting fear stop us from that. And I was living in fear. I was living in a space and time of fear of not knowing. Living in a space and time of fear of not knowing if I was going to recover. Living in a time and space of fear if I didn't know if I was going to have the support system, if people were going to look at me differently, if I was going to feel different, if I was going to show up different. Would I be able to speak? Would I be able to share my story with everyone? That was the space in time of fear that I was living in, and it had me stuck. And it had me stuck for a while. It had me stuck so deep that I ended up going to mental health. I ended up self-identifying and admitting myself into mental health. And that was a journey within itself because I had never been in that situation before. I've never self-identified and admitted myself to mental health. And I haven't shared this story. I was really going back and forth with whether or not I wanted to touch on it. And I decided, yeah, I really decided to share that experience because for one, I need to allow you to know where I've been, where I am, and just the journey to being where I am presently in this space, coming back on the podcast, jumping on YouTube to actually talk about these things. But the experience I had last year was very different for me. It was something I had never experienced in my life. And I've only shared this twice, today being the second time. I ended up sharing this story when I spoke at this event. And it was talking about mental health. And I know we talk a lot about mental health, and that's important. It's very important that we talk about the importance of mental health, the importance of self-identifying and being able to acknowledge and recognize when something is wrong, being able to recognize when we need to actually seek help, and sharing our stories, because they, in fact, may actually encourage someone else to seek help. And that is why I decided to share that experience that happened last year, leading up to this phase where I'm talking to y'all now and feeling better than ever. So last year, I've been dealing with depression. Depression is real. I've been dealing with that. I was going through a rough time, you know, just recovering after heartache and trauma. Trauma is very real. We always talk about generational trauma, but trauma that we experience every day is very real. You hear a lot of people talk about PTSD, and they only look at it as someone that has been in war, someone that has gone through a very overly traumatic experience. But when I think of PTSD, being military, I'm very familiar with that. But I also know that there are other types of PTSD. Some are more severe than others. So that's going to be another episode, because I actually touched on that last season. But getting back to this specific space, I was going through a rough time. I was just going through a breakup, and I was really healing through that process. And with healing through that process, there were some things that I never felt before. And now, looking back on it and actually talking to my parent about it, talking to my dad about it, you know, one of the things he pointed out, he said, you've never experienced that. You've never felt like that. You've never responded the way that you did to a situation like that. And I was like, yeah, I know. It's very different. But I was going through that experience, and it felt weird. It did. And I remember self-identifying. And I woke up 6 o'clock one morning. The day before, I hadn't showered. I hadn't eaten. I was just in a very low space mentally. And I woke up the next morning at 6 o'clock, got up, took a shower, got ready, came downstairs, and I went straight to my couch. I went straight to my couch and I balled up under a blanket and I just laid there. And I just started crying. I just started like weeping. I remember calling one of my girlfriends that I went to college with and, you know, just talking to her about some of the things that were happening, what I was feeling, what I was experiencing, because my body was literally shutting down because I wasn't on my regular schedule. I wasn't eating. I wasn't resting. This had really started to consume me. I remember talking to her and I was like, I need you. I really need you. I need you. And sis, like, I really, really need you guys right now. And she ended up calling my college roommate, and they were on the phone with me asking me what was wrong. And of course, you know, talking to me, encouraging me, just asking me, you know, are you thinking about doing this? Are you know, what have you been taking? You know, just going through the regular questions that you ask someone. And I told them, no, I'm not thinking about harming myself or anyone else. This is just how I'm feeling. I was like, I'm hurting and I don't want to hurt. And I said, just let me sleep. Only thing I want to do is sleep. And they were like, no, you can't go to sleep. And to me, sleep was the only way that I could escape it. Sleep was the only way that I didn't feel the pain. It was the only way that I didn't have to face what I had not healed from going through that situation. And I just kept saying, just let me sleep. Just let me sleep. And they're just like screaming on the phone, like, no, wake up, wake up, wake up. So I'm up. I'm in and out of consciousness. And that's what it felt like. It literally felt like my body was shutting down. And they were like, was anyone close to you? So I'm like, yeah, my girlfriend's about like an hour and 30 away. So they ended up calling her. So we're all on the phone talking, and you know, they're trying to call people to come over there to check on me, to get me. And I ended up telling my supervisor and everyone that I had to tell. And they ended up sending someone over to get me. Everything after that was a blur. The only thing that I remember was the guy coming to my door, and he said, "You ready?" And I shook my head and I handed him my phone, and I got in the car, and everything after that was a blur. The next thing I know, I remember getting out of a car and walking into a facility on base, and he was telling me, okay, you know, this is what's going to happen. This is how they're going to talk to you. These are the steps. And I'm like, okay, I'm just not in my head, because honestly, I'm out of it. And I went into the building, and of course you have to do the intake. They give you the forms. I was so disconnected and out of it. I don't even remember what I put on the form, but whatever I put on the form, I guess it was a flag. And they ended up talking to the guy that escorted me there, and then they called me back. And the one thing that I remember, when I got into the room, I just broke down and started crying. And I was in there weeping. And the only thing I kept saying is that I don't want to hurt. I don't want to feel this. I feel this on me. This is on me heavy. I need to get this off of me. And I've never went through that type of experience before, to feel, literally feel something on you. Like literally, like it's just crawling on you and it's just heavy. And I'm crying. I'm just like, I don't want to feel this anymore. I need this off of me. And I'm crying. And the girl that actually did my intake forms, you know, she's sitting there and she's talking to me, and she was like, "You're going through it for a reason." She was like, "You said it when you came in, you're going through it for a reason. You know, it's something that you need to learn from this experience." And I was like, "I know, but I can't right now." I said, "I can't be that person right now. I can't be the person that's there for everybody. I can't be the person that's always available. I can't be that person right now, because I'm not being that person for myself. I can't do it. I'm not even showing up in that space for myself." And these are all things that I know to do. But sometimes the hardest thing that we can do is take our own advice. And I wasn't taking my own advice at all. I was able to tell everybody what they should do, give you advice. "Oh yeah, you need to move this way. You need to do that." But I wasn't taking my own freaking advice. And now I'm here in mental health, talking to someone that's telling me the same thing that I would tell someone else. And we sat there, we talked for a long time. I was in there for probably like 2.5 hours. And I'm just crying and releasing and telling her what's going on. They ended up having me talk to a psychiatrist. And I'm talking to this gentleman. And yeah, I was talking to him. I really didn't feel connected to him. I really didn't feel that he was helping me. And I just kept just doing like these little hand gestures. Like it was an experience that I'd never gone through in my life. And I was there for a while and ended up telling him, I said, "I just want to leave. I want to go to an actual therapist." I was like, "I need to see a therapist." So ended up wrapping up that session with him and ended up leaving. And the guy that escorted me there, he talked to the front desk. They told him what was going on, and we ended up leaving. But I couldn't stay at my house by myself. So I had to actually go stay with someone for the weekend because I was under watch because of whatever numbers are marked on the form. And I remember when we left and he drove me back to my house, I just sat in the car and just cried. I cried in the car talking to him, and I was just letting everything out. I was talking about, you know, how I was feeling. Everything just came to a head. Everything. And he shared his experience that he went through. He was telling me about situation with he and his wife, and it was just a really vulnerable time. And even going through that situation, was it a crappy feeling? Yes, absolutely. It was definitely not a good feeling. And I had to go through that. But looking back on it, that was the beginning of my true healing. All of these things that I knew to do, I knew how to do them. You knew. And sometimes we get all of this advice from all these different people. We read these books and we know what to do. But when you're actually going through it, it's just like it erases and you're like, what do I do? So I had to really allow myself to feel deeper, to really feel everything that was coming up in that time. And I was feeling it, but like really, really feel it and sit in it and let it marinate. Because a lot of times we look for things to numb the pain. I wasn't looking for anything to numb the pain or take it away. Maybe ease it by sleeping, but that wasn't going to solve anything. I had to actually work through that situation. I had to actually do the work. And doing the work was hard as hell. Hard as hell to do the work. Hard as hell to get up every single morning knowing that you are going through something, knowing that your mental is not there, and wondering, is it going to be the same ever again? Are you ever going to get back to the person that you were? And I ended up going to therapy, and I'm actually still in therapy. Shout out to therapy, because there's nothing wrong with that. But even talking to my therapist, and he's walking me through the process, giving me different tips and tools and things to use, he really allowed me the opportunity to just be. He really gave me a different perspective. And as I was going through therapy for the past few months, you know, sometimes you feel that you're not as close to healing as you think that you are. And that was one of the things he told me. He said, you're so much closer than what you think and feel that you are. When I listened to you from the first time you came to our sessions up until now, there's definitely a change. But because we're looking for a specific type of change, we look for it to be one way. We're like, okay, well, when we have this awakening of healing, it's going to look like this. And, you know, it's going to be bright lights and all of these other things. We're looking for an actual physical sign that we are healed. Healing is a feeling. It's a feeling. It's not you looking out the window and seeing something saying, oh, I'm healed. Everything is good now. No, healing is a feeling. And as I was going through that process, that fear was stopping me from actually feeling that I was at the threshold of healing. So when I listened to that song, The Time of Fear is Over, it's up to us to spread the word. Spreading the word is actually talking about these situations. Actually getting on here to be vulnerable, to talk about those things that we have gone through, because they are in fact ways for other people to get through their own personal experience of healing. And this is something that I want to be a representation of what that looks like and what it feels like. And getting through heartache and trauma is a big damn deal. It really is, because it takes a lot of work and it takes a lot of patience with yourself, a lot of grace. And we always hear about people, oh, show yourself grace. Until you actually have gone through something to understand what that actually means, you're just saying it. You have to actually go through life. You have to actually go through experiences in order for you to get it. It's one thing for me to sit here and say, oh, you should do this, this, and this. It's easier said than done. But going through it, experiencing it, is where you really actually put things into play. And going through it and experiencing it, I knew I had everything. I had everything. I had the knowledge and awareness of what I needed to do. The fear wasn't allowing me to tap into it. And he helped me work through removing the fear. He helped me work through removing the fear of, okay, well, what if this doesn't work? No, it works. But sometimes you need other individuals to actually help you see the process and how it works, so you can use everything that you already know to contribute to your healing. And sometimes we inflict self-pain. Me being stuck in a time and place of fear was inflicting pain on myself. Because you keep replaying those stories. Oh, well, you know, it's supposed to be like this. Healing feels like this. It's going to look like this. No. No. Healing is not linear. Your experience is not going to be the same. I can meet someone that has gone through a similar situation, but the experience is going to be completely different because we are all wired differently. We feel different things. And to go through an experience like that, of my 37 years of life, and to go through that and not feel worthy, not feel that I deserve to be here, not feeling that I deserve to be healed, that was fear and nothing more, nothing less. And this is my personal experience. These are things that I went through. And I know that me going through that, me being here today on YouTube and this podcast for the new season to talk about these things, it's important. It's important for me to really get on here and just speak and share my story. And one of the things that I really had to hone in on, like I said, these are all things that I know. And I had to really take my personal accountability, not worried about what the other person did, because you have to accept people within the reality of who they are. Period. Everybody's going to have their story. Everybody's going to have their side. That's cool. But at the end of the day, you know. And whomever is going through, whomever you feel caused you any type of pain or hurt, they know as well. But you can't spend your time like, okay, well, they should have did this or did it. No, because I was allowing that to consume me. I definitely was allowing that to consume me, and it interfered with my ability to see past that, to see the greatness in myself. And I'm very grateful and thankful to have gone through that experience because it showed me so much about myself. It showed me, okay, these are things that you know. You know what to do. Why are you not doing it? Why the hell are you not doing it? So now, going through those experiences, you have more tools. You have more ammunition. And that's where I am right now. Having more tools, having more ammunition, having more clarity on what it is that I need to do, because these are the days. These are the days. These are the days of healing. These are the days of vulnerability. These are the days of happiness. The time of fear is over. It's up to us to spread the word. And we are spreading the word. We are spreading the word through talking. We are spreading the word through art. We are spreading the word through so many different avenues. And when we start to feel that hesitation, that fear of like, oh, well, what if the next person doesn't get it? The right person is going to get it. And that's really what matters. So going through all of those things, transitioning me to being here, to talking to you all, I'm very happy to be back podcasting. I'm very happy to be on YouTube. I'm very happy to be here. Because at the end of the day, I am what matters. I am what matters. My healing is what matters. And it's a life lesson. It's definitely a life lesson. And you just got to keep remembering that. And the thing is, you never want to feel alone. You never want to feel that you don't have anyone, because I felt like that. But you have people and you don't even know. And sometimes the people that you have are not related to you. They can be people that are your friends, people that you met probably a month or two ago. And that's what I found out. A lot of people that really were there to assist me were people that I wasn't even related to at all. And those were the individuals that helped me get through this situation. And I'm very blessed and grateful and thankful for those individuals, because had it not been for them, who knows where I would have been mentally? who knows where I would be now. I probably wouldn't even be here on this podcast, on YouTube, talking to you. I probably would have been laying around somewhere just sulking, but I could not sulk because I have so many things that I want to do. So many hopes, so many dreams, so many desires that I need to fulfill. And I am fulfilling that. I am walking in that space. So I'm very grateful and thankful to be here. Blessed to be here. Blessed for everybody that contributed to that healing, because healing starts with us. And we have to be that link of change, that first link of change in our own lives. And I was listening to this podcast the other day, Mind Bodega. And shout out to Junius, because he already knows. I give him props for a lot. So shout out to you. Shout out to you, definitely. And he had a guest on his show. And one of the things that he said, freedom is taking control of your life. Freedom is taking control of yourself. And I'm taking control over myself. And I encourage you all to take control over yourself. That is what freedom is. Taking control over yourself. Taking control over your thoughts. Taking control over your actions. When I tell you, that was an entire word for me. Entire word for me. And I've always said this before. Your best relationships come later on in your life. And I'm definitely seeing that. My best relationships are now. These are the days. These are definitely the days. And I'm living in the best days of my life right now. The best days. And they are beautiful. They are joyous. And they are so intentional, because it's pushing me to be even more intentional with myself. Being more intentional with the way that I'm putting myself out there. Being more intentional with the way that I am speaking to myself and about myself and showing up every single day. Just being in that space, developing more clarity, conviction, and sustainment on my goals and the things that I want to do. You know, and it's a process. It's definitely a process. We go through it every day, but that's a part of the journey. That's a part of life. And we're going to rock through it. We're definitely going to get through it. We're definitely going to get through that. But I wanted to jump on here today to share that, to share my story. And just to remind you, these are the days, these are the times for you to get it right. These are the times for you to release fear. The time of fear is over. Are you spreading the word, the good word, the positivity, the light, the love, the peace? Are you spreading all of that? Are you allowing that stuff to come into your life? So ask yourself that question. Are you allowing, am I allowing these things to come into my life freely without any hesitation or limitation? And let me tell you something, just because you go through something doesn't mean that you're not incapable of healing or moving forward. Listen, nobody is perfect. Trust and believe, nobody is perfect. But I can damn sure tell you, I'm not the same person that I was last year. Definitely not. At all. I'm just more, even more self-aware. And that is a beautiful feeling to have. Now, sometimes it sucks that you have to go through the drama and the BS in order to tap into that, but that's with anybody. But it's about taking the lesson learned, checked, noted. And that's just the energy that you gotta have, because that's the energy that I have right now, noted. Okay, so now what we gonna do? How are we rocking? How are we flowing and going through this? So listen, it has been a journey. It has been a ride. And I'm damn happy about the ride. It was crazy. It was definitely crazy, but it was worth it. And it was worth it because I am now here able to talk to y'all, to vibe with you. And that's what it is. And we're gonna keep rocking like that. All right now. But that is what I wanted to jump on here to talk about today. First and foremost, just to welcome you back to the podcast and to just say, hey, we on YouTube now. We're definitely on YouTube, and we are going to have so much fun this season. We're going to have different people on the show. We're going to talk about a lot more things, get very deep into the weeds of life. Life, growth, love, peace, all of that, all of the positive things that this life has to offer us. We want to get deep into that, definitely. But of course, with any and everything, I will leave you all with peace, love, and endless light. I thank you all for tuning in. I hope that you are having an amazing day, night, morning, wherever you are in the world. I hope that you are receiving everything it is that your heart desires, because you are so worthy of that. Definitely. So until next week, next episode, same time, same place, I will talk to you soon.